It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Wildlife expert stumped by unusually tiny cub named JJ.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
And it's brought to you by Nom Nom Life in the Snack Lane.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
A special kind of newscast.
It is, because we have a special guest in studio.
That makes it special.
And I would like to turn it over to the one and only producer, Steve, who is now going to introduce who he thinks is in studio. Steve, who do you think this is that's in studio right now?
It's unfair, but I can't wait.
When you texted me the first time that he was coming in, I was like, oh, I'm so excited to meet Adam Sandler.
Oh.
Adam Sandler, very close to Max Sandler. Sadler.
Hey, guys.
I mean, come on. He's virtually the same person.
Pretty close. Max, remind, because Jay and I are older, and Slim was here when we first talked to you, but remind us when we met you or how we met you.
Right. I play guitar for a country act named Katie Offerman. I was on her radio tour. I think we were in Wilmington, North Carolina.
Yeah.
And, we were sitting around a fire, me and all these radio reps, and I'm like 2 months out of college. I don't know how to talk to these guys at all. And I'm like, wow, you ever heard of the Jay and Kevin show? I used to grow up listening to that show every single day. So Miranda, one of the radio reps at MCA.
Oh, yeah.
She texted Sean and was like, hey, you should check this kid out. Well, so I called in the next day, and you guys, we just
and you were chat. Great. You that were very so fun when yeah. we Man, talked to you.
Yeah, it was one of the most fun things I think I've ever done.
That was great, yeah.
So you grew up here in Spokane.
Yep.
And listened to the show since you were a little baby.
Yeah, well, my mom would listen to the show and drop me off at elementary school, so I think it's been at least probably 20 years of me listening to the show.
Wow. How old are you now?
I'm 23.
23, okay. Wow. Just graduated Belmont?
Yep.
Is that where you went to college?
Mm-hmm.
It's where everybody goes.
Feels like that's the place, huh? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it set me up pretty well for being a guitarist in Nashville.
Yeah. You know? It's a lot of who you know, right? I mean, you got to get into the circle of, you know, knowledge, if you will.
Yeah, I mean, I got this gig with Katie because I just knew... we had a mutual friend, you know, I had a songwriter that I had met that I had written with a few times, and I woke up one morning about a week after I graduated, and on my phone there was a text from a gal named Katie, and she's like, hey, I'm looking for a guitarist.
That's hilarious.
And Daniel Etheridge sent us.
That's great. There it is.
I don't know if this is a compliment or not, but you look like a musician. Like, if I saw you somewhere, I would be like, dude, that guy's a musician.
He probably does something. Drummer, maybe.
Yeah. Drummer? You think you have a drummer look?
No,
they have a different look.
Nah. Yeah.
They usually shower a little less than I do.
Yeah, that's right. Or a lot less. Yeah. You know,
man, when I grabbed you from downstairs and you were leaning up against the stairs with the sunglasses on, I was like, oh.
Yeah, I hear that.
Oh, you look like a musician.
Yeah. Well, I guess I don't have to try that hard then.
That's right. Yeah, lean against a railing and you're in.
Yeah.
Man.
So you're out touring the United States at least right now, and you just had a chance to do something that was pretty stinking cool, because we had it in our country news where George Strait broke the all-time attendance record for a concert.
Yeah.
And you guys were part of that show.
Yeah, we were first of three. It was us, then Parker McCollum, and then George.
Yeah.
And, you know, the cool thing about it was that wasn't the first time we'd opened for George. Last year, we played two shows in a row with him. In Fort Worth at Dickie's Arena. You know, 18,000 people each night.
Right.
And at the time, you know, I'm the youngest one in the band, and I was like,
I would hope so. Otherwise, child labor laws are going to take that.
I mean, yeah, we could only work a certain number of hours. Now I'm legally not allowed to drive the van.
That's right. You can't even rent a car.
Yeah.
You know, they're like, oh, he's only 23. Sorry. You're a much better driver in 2 years.
Yeah.
Well, I was just giddy that whole show, though, because I was like running around. That was the most amount of people I've ever played in front of. Biggest crowd.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And then a couple months later, you know, the year turned over and Katie called me, and I think I was just making dinner. And she called me and said, hey, guess who has another show with George? And I was like, it's got to be Parker. It's got to be like Warren Zeiders or something.
Right.
It's not us. Well, so she was like, well, it's us. And I think it was 110,000. 509 was the last count.
905, I think.
905,
yeah.
Man, it was awesome. It was.
So you play earlier, obviously.
That's crazy.
You're first in the set. So I'm assuming the stands did not have 110.
Yeah, I mean, they weren't filled out, but yet. The funniest part was we were getting on stage, just getting our instruments tuned and everything, and Katie was about to walk on, and our drummer, our bass player came over and tapped me on the shoulder, and he was like, you know, if we were in a regular venue, this place would be packed.
Right.
But it was pretty sparse, but it was still, I mean, probably the most amount of people I've ever played.
It was still probably 70,000
people.
Yeah. Because the seats weren't all full yet. But that's wild, Max.
And you don't get how big the venue is until you
get
there.
Texas A&M Stadium?
Yeah. Kyle Field.
Yep.
And you get on stage and you look up, you know, on the top row, and these people just look like dimes.
I'm sure. Yeah. It's crazy.
Were you nervous at all?
Not really. We've been having so much fun that whole week.
You know,
we played in Oklahoma the day before, and on Tuesday, you know, we played in Missouri. So we had been driving hours and hours on the highway, all week, and we were all hanging out.
Here's a question with a new artist. So you do that. You play with George Strait. You play before George Strait. You open up for him. 110,000 people. What was the next show?
You know, I think we got kind of lucky because the next show was the Bluebird in Nashville.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So it was.
Which, even if it's small, it's
a story.
It's
still kind of
buzzing.
Awesome.
And
Yeah, for sure.
The next show for next full band show is going to be this show this week on Thursday in Panama City Beach, which will be at the beach. You know,
that'll be awesome. Yeah, I mean, that's a cool experience.
Your life is not terrible.
Yeah. I can't find much to complain about.
Yeah, right.
Days.
That's right.
Yeah. Lots of traveling, though, huh?
Yeah. I mean, we're always in the van. And even though, you know, I can't drive the van, I'm the youngest, so they always make me. So.
That is hilarious.
Yeah, there you go. That's right.
Yeah.
You want to kind of hang out for a while, right?
Yeah, I'm
okay.
Good.
All right, we'll take a quick break. We're back with Max.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
The canine expert. Chihuahuas are awful.
Wow.
And always hate men for some reason.
Oh, jeez.
Kevin James.
Probably because they sense that most men hate them.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, our new friend is in studio here. Max Sadler is in studio. He's a guitar player who came from Spokane, Washington. You still call it home, probably?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Spokane is your home. Your family lives here.
Mm-hmm.
How many people are in your family?
My sister, my mom, my dad.
Okay. And now you live in Nashville?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, full-time.
And plays guitar for Katie Offerman. I guess newcomer. I feel like that term's thrown around for like till you're like in the business 10 years.
Yeah, but until I do something notable.
Right. You make that one big hit. He's the guitarist for Katie Offerman.
Okay. So you went to Nashville. You went to Belmont. You did the thing there from Spokane to there. You've graduated. You said you toyed with the idea of being a lawyer?
Yeah. I mean, it was before I knew that I could actually do anything in music.
Right.
That there were, like, jobs out there that, as a guitar
player,
I could
fill.
Well,
a lot of people have a fallback as an attorney.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's my fallback.
If this music thing doesn't work out,
I'll go to law school.
I'm going into law.
It's not a bad second gig.
Yeah. Yeah. It could be my part-time.
Right. Yeah, sure. I think that's wise.
So, for the people of Spokane, I got to imagine you played some shows around here over the years, are people going to know you from anything?
Oh, probably not. When I was in high school, I had this band that we used to play all the time. It was called Late for the Parade. That was our kind of garage band situation.
And sure.
We, you know, Volume Music Fest, that happened a few times. I don't know if they're still going on, but
okay.
We played in that a few times. I mean, we did some shows here and
sure.
there.
Now, I was looking, I Googled your name just to see what came up.
Uh-oh.
And there was you were on Q6? Q6 TV?
Hmm. Yeah, I did a TikTok competition when I was in college. It was, the prize was, if you got the most views or something, you would open up for Josh Turner.
Oh, wow, okay.
Because Belmont had just spent ton of money on this new performing arts center, and it was just a beautiful venue, and he was playing there, and then the next week you got to open for him at the Opry too.
Oh, wow.
So I made the TikTok, I posted it, and then I reached out to like my old high school. I tried to get everyone to watch it there. I reached out to Q6. They did a whole story on it. Yeah.
And how'd it go?
I got second.
Oh man.
Boy, hey, we know what that's like.
He gave me some tickets. I got to meet him. He was a great guy.
Well, there you go.
And yeah, that's cool.
I was the whole time he was talking about, he was on stage and he was talking about how he loves to do things old school. So I'm thinking, I've got this flash drive of all these songs that I've written in the back of my pocket. I'm just going to give it to him when I meet him.
Sure.
So I wrap it up in an envelope and nothing ever came of it.
Nothing. Gave it to him and he was like,
yeah. Here's a bunch of songs you should cut, Mr. Turner. Good to meet you.
Great that meet is you. The story of Nashville, right?
Yeah.
How many times have you done that? How many times have you presented said flash drive or similar flash drive to an artist?
That was the first.
The one? Yeah. Okay, that was it. Yeah. Well, you know. Mr. How many Turner. Songs have you written?
I've lost track. When I'm not out on the road with Katie or whoever else I'm playing with that week, I'm just writing full time. So,
do you ever have the one where you're like, no, this is it? I mean, you just can kind
of
feel it.
I've had a few of them. Yeah. But the problem is I don't have a pub deal.
Sure.
So there's no publishers really looking after me.
Right. But that's the story you get, Max, sometimes. It's the one where you go,
right.
It's, you know, 10 years from now, 5 years from now, 3 years, whatever. And you're all of a sudden like, I remember I wrote this. We were at this rest area and it just flew out of me and I wrote it down and now here it is a big hit. So,
yeah, I mean, that's how it happens. You hear so many, stories like that. I mean, I think Cody Johnson just cut a couple songs that had been weighted and had been passed on probably 20 times and it's been 10 years since they've been written and now they're on the radio circulating. And,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy how that happens.
Not to make this about me, but
too late.
It's probably what's going to happen.
Yeah,
to be
like
honest.
It, yeah.
Oh no, I'm looking right now for my country song that I started writing, and I cannot find it anywhere. I thought I had it in my document notes.
Oh yeah.
Do you ever do that where you write something down and then you can't find it, Max?
All the time. Yeah, all the time.
That's sad.
That's why I stopped writing things on napkins.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, because then you're just like. Oh, you're young enough that maybe you remember
the concept,
the details at least.
Mm-hmm.
I know the latest one that I had, and again, you're welcome to steal this because I'm not going to finish it.
Boy, you sure are welcome to take it and run with it. Yeah, all right.
Yeah, I mean, there's probably no. The latest one is My Heart is a Ghost Town, and I had all this great things where, you know, like they leave you.
Yeah.
And. Now my heart is a ghost town. Probably not that great.
Not bad.
I'll
bring it up. I have a couple writes next week. I'll bring it up and see if anyone bites.
And is that kind of how it works? You just throw out a concept? Not necessarily a title, but
I mean, at any point in time, I think I have about 20 bad ideas floating around in my head.
And, sure.
And if I have a write with someone, I'll shoot out two or three of them. And, you know, the first two usually get shot down. And then the third one, they're like, well, we can probably do something with that.
Maybe. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is. I might have found it.
Are you
ready for this?
Oh boy, let's.
I don't know.
That's the right answer, by the way.
I don't know if that's the right answer. Oh yeah, this is a great one, Max. Get ready.
All right.
Get ready.
I'm buckling up.
Hold on to your seat.
How exciting!
I'm fascinated by the songwriting, the way you guys do. I just think it would be so fun to sit in with one of those. I mean, I don't. Think I can write songs, but I think it would be really fun to set in.
Because we're kind of fringe on the business a little bit, we always deep down
I
could probably write a song.
Yeah,
or at least add like one line where you guys would be like, oh yeah, you're a co-writer.
Totally. Yeah. I mean, if we do anything with My Heart's a Ghost Town, you'll be a co-writer. You'll have a Nashville song in circulation.
Wow, what a great thing
this
to say.
One is called Only Problem with Together. She Ain't Together with Me.
Ah.
Man.
The old play on words. Yeah.
Yeah. That sounds like a radio song.
That sounds,
It does, yeah.
Yeah.
I can't remember the rest of the lyrics.
That's all you get, Max. Enjoy. Yeah.
Well, keep working on it.
Oh, I thought we had what it takes. Now my lonely heart just breaks.
Oh, baby.
My friends say, I've got to get it together. The problem with together is she ain't together with me.
Not bad.
I mean,
they send me that.
It's all
take
yours.
It all, right?
It's all yours.
Yeah.
And there's any time you need some ideas, just shoot me a text.
Yeah, I'll text
these
the boys
are free
over
of charge.
And, yeah,
we'll get Max on the text line. Guys, what do you think of this? Yeah, don't run it by us. That's not good. Yeah. Oh, my
it is a fun process. So, what is the ultimate goal for you, Max Sadler, Spokane boy? Touring around with Katie Offerman, playing guitar, doing the George Strait. 110,000 people show.
Man, I think number one, just to be happy with where I'm at. I mean, that's, I always try and keep that in mind,
yeah, because
there are a lot of days in music where you just spin your wheels and you feel like you're not going anywhere. But,
sure.
But then you play these massive shows and you feel like you're doing something right.
Yeah.
As long as I can stay happy with music, I'll be good. But in April, we were out with Parker McCollum, and Katie and I. It was just Katie and I, so we were on his bus.
Oh, nice!
We were with his crew. It was my first tour bus. I mean, it was such a cool experience. And every night we got to watch the whole show side stage.
Yeah.
And I loved watching Alex Whedon and Brady. They're the two guitar players. They're just as professional as it gets. I mean, they're experts at just having their station.
Yep.
You know, they never miss a note, and it was so fun watching them. And I realized that that's something I would love to do every night. They're just, because all those guys do is just play music and work out, like,
right.
That
would, and eat free meals.
Yeah, yeah,
like good catering. But so that would be fun. But no, I think at the end of the day, whatever shows we're playing, as long as I can approach them and have fun with each one of them, and meet a lot of people and just have good stories to tell at the end of my life.
Desire necessarily to be the front man, the singer, you're more of the musician is your calling, you feel like.
Yeah, I love playing. If I can get some recognition for my own music, if people can resonate with it, then, you know, that's just a bonus. But
yeah.
There's so much fun to be had as a player.
Yeah. Well, great approach. And then as long as you, I like the fact that you just want to have fun with it, and wherever it takes you, it takes you. As long as you got some joy in what you're doing, man, that's the way to look at it, because it can grind you up, as you know.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I mean, I've met so many players that have been doing what I've been doing for, you know, 15 years, and like I said, they're just sort of spinning their wheels, and they've become jaded. And,
sure,
and
of course. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I just want to stay away from that and be happy. And I think I'm on track to do that.
Yeah, so. You seem pretty well grounded. It's nice having a family here that you can always come back to. And you always come back here. You can always come visit us.
Well,
I mean, I don't know if that's going to help.
You're going to regret saying that, because every time I'm back, I'm coming on.
Oh, you should.
Let's do it. Absolutely.
We love having you here, man. That's what it's all about.
Well, do you want to sit in and listen to Beat the Show?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Okay,
great.
Okay,
all right,
we'll do it next.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Coffee.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Throw it on cruise control because my brain's on cruise control.
Kevin James.
I drive pretty fast on the freeway.
Okay.
And I have a feeling, like a lot of women, maybe it took a little longer to get ready.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, it is Beat the Show time. Our buddy Max Sadler, he's sitting in. He's a guitarist for Katie Offerman, a Spokane boy. Born and raised here, huh?
Yes, sir.
Okay, all right. And where'd you say, LC you went to?
Yep.
Right. Oh, man, I've always wondered about LC. I have a great question about LC. Home of the, it's, what does it say? It takes a little more to be a tiger?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, Kevin.
How often did you eat at McDonald's?
Oh, man. I mean, it's walkable.
Because the walk from LC to the McDonald's is like.
Yeah. No, we would go to Adelanto's more than.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Now. Yeah. Spoiled.
That is brilliant. What do you get at Adelanto's?
Their Washington burrito, I think, was one of the best
okay,
ones.
I haven't had that one.
Great.
Better believe I'm gonna.
Man, that's awesome. That's a pro tip right there, Kev.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Pro tip.
A pro tip. Write it down. All right, let's play.
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Hey! Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show. What? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Who? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Where? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show.
Beat the show time. Playing for some Dutch Bros. What's up, Braden?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. How are you?
Good.
Say hi to Max.
Hi, Max.
Hey, Braden.
All right, Braden, we're going to play a little 7-question trivia game we like to call Beat the Show. The category today is candy. Who would you like to challenge between Kevin and myself?
Let's go with Kevin.
All right, Kev.
Charlie's not an option?
I mean, Charlie the Coyote might show back up.
Oh, that's a good question. Yeah. All right. All right.
I got to leave studio.
Yeah, I guess you do. Good luck out there. Braden, you get 60 seconds to answer the questions. Pass. If you get stuck, we'll try to get back to it if time allows. All right?
All right.
All right, here we go, buddy.
Okay.
Bye, Kevin.
What is the candy made from sugar, corn syrup, and gelatin that is associated with Halloween?
Candy corn?
Who starred as Willy Wonka in the 1971 movie Willy Wonka and the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
Oh, man. Oh, geez. Jim Carrey?
What candy is famously described as melts in your mouth, not in your hands?
Jeez, you're killing me. Pat.
John Candy was a part of this parody to the original Star Wars trilogy. What was the name of that movie?
Oh my gosh, pass.
In Seinfeld, Kramer says, "It's chocolate, it's peppermint, it's delicious," about this candy.
I'm way too young for these questions, Pat.
Okay. Boy, I don't know if you like this one then. Name one of the animals present in the original Tootsie Roll How Many Licks commercial.
Oh. Now?
Yeah. Who has manufactured Jolly Ranchers since 1996?
Oh, wow.
You got this one. I know you do.
Oh.
Almost out of time.
I don't know.
Okay, all right, hold on for a second. Kevin! All right, hold on for a second, Braden. We'll see how... Kevin, I imagine we'll probably make some fun of some of the questions. We'll see.
Why? What was wrong with the questions?
No. Max, what did you think of the questions?
Man, I think I got... How many were there?
Seven.
Probably got four of them.
Four, yeah.
That's pretty good, though.
Right, yeah. We'll see how Kevin / Charlie does here in a moment.
Hello!
Oh, Charlie!
This is Charlie!
Charlie the Coyote!
Oh, I love candy. Kevin was not available.
Oh.
He said that he had to go see a man about a horse.
Okay.
And I don't know what that means.
I don't know what it means either, Charlie.
Well, does Kevin like horses?
He's Charlie.
How jealous Hi. Are you of that, Max?
That was awesome.
Yeah, is that
I think
that's
that was
a good
the first
song,
time I've heard
right?
that one. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man. You like music, right?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, your hair is cool. You have very cool hair. Your hair's, it looks so, like, flowy, like a musician.
Wow. That's what I was going for.
Oh, it's very cool.
It's nice to get some
Hi,
recognition.
Steve.
Hey, Charlie.
I heard you had questions for me.
Oh, beat the show, Charlie.
Oh, beat the show. I never played beat the show.
That's the first time for everything, Charlie.
Yeah.
So you get 60 seconds to answer seven questions, okay?
Hey, Jay.
Yes, Charlie.
Hi.
Hi, Charlie.
Do you think Steve's questions are good?
Let's play the game.
Oh, boy.
Oh, another person to insult my question.
Oh, Charlie will not insult you, Steve. They're about candy. Charlie likes candy.
Well, let's
Last
see.
Candy I had, you want to know what it was?
I do.
I could tell you, but I'd have to kill you.
Okay, Charlie.
All right, easy, Charlie.
All right, easy, Charlie.
Let's go, Steve.
Okay. All right, Charlie. Question number one.
Charlie knows the clock when he
yep.
sees it. Yep.
We're up against a break. It's true.
Charlie, keeping the show moving.
Charlie.
Very good, Charlie. Appreciate you
yeah,
more than
thank
you know.
You.
You're welcome.
All right, Charlie, here we go. What is the candy made from sugar, corn syrup, and gelatin that is associated with Halloween?
Sugar!
Who starred as Willy Wonka in the 1971 movie Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory?
That would be Charlie.
Charlie.
Charlie what? From the factory.
Right.
What candy is famously described as melts in your mouth, not in your hands?
Melt in your mouth? I don't have hands.
Good
Pass.
Answer. John Candy was a part of this parody to the original Star Wars trilogy. What was the movie?
Wait, there was a man whose name was Candy?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I would have eaten him.
Probably, yeah, right.
Pass.
Okay. In Seinfeld, Kramer says it's chocolate, it's peppermint, it's delicious about this candy.
I would say that is Snickers.
Name one of the animals present in the original Tootsie Roll How Many Licks commercial.
You said Tootsie Roll. How many licks? Charlie says five licks.
Okay.
Five licks.
All right. You know what, Charlie? That's all the time we had. You didn't get to question seven, but let's see how we did, shall we? Okay, let's see how Braden did when you're going against Charlie.
Hi, Braden.
Hi.
No, you don't seem to like Charlie.
I think he's just caught off guard. All right, okay. Steve, let's see how we did.
What is the candy made from sugar, corn syrup, and gelatin that is associated with Halloween?
I mean, Braden went with candy corn, and Charlie went with sugar.
Does it have sugar?
Candy corn.
Candy corn's the right answer, I believe. Yeah.
I said made from sugar.
Yeah, made from sugar was in the question. Yeah. It's usually not in the answer, then.
Well, then it would be sugar.
Right, sugar. Okay, still 1-0.
Who starred as Willy Wonka in the 1971 movie Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory? I keep doing that.
You do that, yeah. Jim Carrey said Braden, and Charlie said Charlie. Do you know the answer to that one, Max?
What was the year?
The early one, the first one.
Gene Wilder.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, nice. Max is a smart guy.
With nice hair.
Okay.
Can you guys follow me around everywhere,
absolutely.
Please?
Yeah, we're here for you, man.
Sure.
He'll follow you on Instagram, maybe.
Do you have candy?
I could.
I'll follow you anyway.
If that's all it takes.
One time, there was a man I did not know, and he had a van. And he said, hey, you want some candy?
No.
And I went in his van.
No, Charlie.
Can't talk about the rest of it.
Question three.
Charles. John Candy. Or no, I'm sorry. What? Which one?
Question three.
You seem to be very, very confused.
I'm very thrown off by your presence. Charlie, we're hitting, you know, okay. What candy is famously described as melts in your mouth and not in your hands?
Everybody passed on that one. Charlie was confused.
I don't think I could get that one.
M&M's. Yeah.
No. It melts in your mouth, not in your hands. It was a long time ago.
I don't eat M&M's. I love WWs, though.
Okay.
John Candy was a part of this
parody.
Bad
humor.
To the original Star Wars trilogy. What was the movie? Spaceballs, anybody?
I was going to guess that was the only one.
Yeah, I don't know a lot about balls.
No points on that one.
In Seinfeld, Kramer says it's chocolate, it's peppermint, it's delicious about this candy.
I didn't know that one. Do you know that one,
York?
Max? York? Peppermint Patty?
Yeah, it's, yeah.
Ooh, you're close, because I think that's in a different episode. Junior Mints.
Junior Mints, of course. That makes sense, yeah. No points for anybody, except for
Max.
Technically,
a Junior Mint is just a small York's peppermint patty, Steve. Did you know that? A Junior Mint is like the son of Mr. York Patty.
You know, for being close to a hard break, he doesn't seem to really care.
Doesn't seem to mind.
Oh, I forgot.
Name one of the animals present in the original Tootsie Roll How Many Licks commercial.
I mean, Brayden said five, and Charlie said five, which is not what we were looking for, a number.
Yeah. I was just heard licks, and I was like, okay.
cow, fox, turtle, or owl.
There we go. Yeah, Brayden for the point. And the win, I might add. Congratulations, Brayden. $15 to Dutch Bros. All right, my friend?
Thank you.
Yeah, there's a lot to go through for $15 to Dutch Bros. Charlie, thanks so much for coming in. I can't say thank you enough.
Oh, you're welcome. Do you want me to stay? Or do I need to leave like always?
Probably a good time to leave. Okay, well, thanks, buddy.
I'm going to go check on Kevin with that horse. And he was...
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Usually don't have music on. If I'm not having a conversation with my family or my wife, whatever the case might be, like if they fall asleep, I will just in silence drive for hours.
Kevin James.
And Steve thought that was weird. He's like, well, what?
Because it is.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Quick forecast update brought to you by Wendell Motors. It looks like it's going to be hot today and then a little cooling. And then the Hoop Fest weekend looks like it's pretty good. 87 today, and then we're looking at maybe an 85 tomorrow with clouds, and then in the 70s. And now they're saying, by the way, Friday 77. Then Hoop Fest, you know, low to mid 80s, which is right where it should
be.
Sounds
great, yeah.
You ever played Hoop Fest, Max?
No.
No, you desire.
You wouldn't want to watch it. I'm a musician.
Yeah, okay.
You're very true to it. Yeah. You're not one of those musicians who's got the basketball skills. You guys are not taking a hoop with you on the road.
No, not at all.
So you were just telling us something cool, that your parents have both retired and are now to, like, have an RV, and they'll like follow you around to shows.
Yeah, well, the RV is the next step. They've been flying to all the shows. But yeah, they came to that last George Strait show.
So they got to be there? for that one?
That's cool. So cool.
Yep.
So the record-setting George Strait, 110,000 people. Your folks were two of them.
Yep.
Awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, so that, well, how do they like to watch shows? Like, so for those who don't know, Max is a guitarist. He plays guitar for Katie Offerman. He's been traveling around. He's 23, grew up in Spokane. So your folks are watching side stage? Are they watching soundboard?
Whenever they can, yeah. No, the George show, we got him some tickets. We got some comp tickets that were pretty much level with the stage. So
okay.
They were in the shade. Nice. It was perfect.
Oh, nice.
But it's not, it's they can't be all lucky like that. You
sure,
know?
Yeah.
Sometimes it's side stage. Sometimes they're in the audience. It's
they'll take whatever they
whatever,
can get.
Yeah.
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 Well, that's cool.
I think I've spoiled them a little bit because I've taken them backstage a few times, and now my mom swears up and down that that's the only way she's ever going to watch shows.
I will ruin you.
Yeah, she says, I'm going to bring a lawn chair. I'm gonna put it right backstage, and that's going to be
what are they going to say? You know, your mom's probably a nice lady. They're like,
yeah,
come on. They
can't really yell at them.
Yeah, right. It's great.
And we're all pretty loose with the passes they give us, too.
Sure, so. Yeah. Has she, your folks' favorite show was the George Strait show or no?
You'd have to ask them, but it sure was mine.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that's an experience you don't get a ton of times.
I mean, just the crowd noise alone. George was loud, but the crowd was louder.
I'm sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially when they're doing the singing back to him thing,
yeah.
And it's, I mean, I don't know, I'm sure you're aware. Some people know some George Strait songs.
Yeah, quite a few.
Yeah.
Did you get to meet George?
No.
You
no,
didn't.
I'm low man on the totem pole. I barely get in the van. So.
Yeah, I know that's a rough deal, right? Because you're there and it's cool to be a part of it, but you're like, don't always get that opportunity. Yeah,
you find yourself learning a lot though, standing side stage when you're watching other performers.
Oh, yeah, I just get to soak up all of this valuable information.
As a guitar player, do you tend to gravitate toward the other guitar players to watch first, and then maybe watch the star, or how do you?
Yeah, I mean, usually the star is playing a guitar anyway.
Sure.
So I'm watching everybody, the drummer, the bass player, everybody, just how they interact with the rest of the band and how they're watching for cues and everything.
You're definitely watching different than the average person.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I would pick up on a lot of different things that some people just would miss.
What of the big stars, who are the best guitar players that you like watching? Where it's like, oh, these guys are pretty sweet. But they're the, you know, the big stars,
mm-hmm.
not the actual guitar players.
Yeah. I love Ashley McBride. I love watching her.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. She's got a great presence.
She does.
She just loves, I mean, her shows are always so energetic, and she's a good performer.
Yeah.
Parker is really fun to watch, too. I mean, they put on a great show, and I've seen that show, like, every day.
Now is Parker.
He's
so good.
Yeah.
Can Parker play guitar pretty well?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
He's pretty good.
You know, we get to watch his sound checks because we're all just hanging out when they're all getting ready, and that's more fun than watching the show because they get into songs that they warm up with that they don't play at the show, and they're playing like Hayes Carl songs and they're all Parker's a great guitar player.
And you have a chance to meet Parker McCollum?
Yeah.
Or, okay.
Yeah, we get a lot of hang time with him and his wife, Hallie. They, you know, because when Katie's out with them, she's the only other girl on the crew.
Sure.
So we just got a lot of time to hang out with Hallie.
Cool.
Okay, so wait.
And their dog, Ruger, I think is their name.
Oh, okay, the dog. Because you're in a Sprinter van
mm-hmm.
with... six guys normally, and then just Katie.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, that's...
She's patient.
Katie can hang, though.
Can't she? She can hang with the boys?
A lot of the times we get sick of her.
Right, there you go.
She's getting sick of us. We're getting sick of her. So.
That's just got to be... You have good bandmates. That's got to be a lot of fun.
Yeah,
I mean, tiring, I'm sure, but also just a blast.
Yeah, I mean, it's the most exhausting thing I think I've ever done in my life. My life hasn't been long, but it's exhausting. We get up at 6 after getting into the hotel at 3 the night before and get back on the road, drive another 8 hours and play the show and do it again.
I think it was Parker that said when he was here, like in January or whatever it was, he said that, you know, it's the singing part is what I do for fun, but the travel part is what I do for a job.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the work. Yeah.
Parker's driving on a bus.
Yeah. That's a little
easier.
He gets
a bed and you know, a bathroom.
What a concept.
We get a Love's or a Bucky's on the side of the road.
Yeah.
Little different. Which is also nice.
Yeah, sure, Steve. Yeah.
Now, I have to ask this question because it's a
Can
classic.
We do it on the next break?
Oh, Jay, we are up against a break here.
I mean,
we
Charlie's will, more aware of the clock than you are right now.
We will ask Max next about something deeply personal.
Oh, wow.
All right, I'll get vulnerable.